Okay, so yesterday we were seeing how Nimai stole the offerings of the Brahmana. Yesterday we said that story of Nimai. Now who is Nimai? Who is Lord Chaitanya?
Krishna.
Krishna has come as Sri Chaitanya in Kali Yuga. Okay, so why his name was called Nimai?
He was born under Neem tree.
Was born under Neem tree, okay. He had one more name. What are the names, other names he had?
Vishwambar.
What is the meaning of Vishwambar?
Protector
of the world. Okay. Then other names?
Gauranga.
Gauranga. Why?
Because he was golden in color.
Yes, he was golden in color. Very good. Gauranga. Then Chaitanya. Okay. The meaning of Chaitanya is living force. Krishna, meaning of Krishna is all attractive. And meaning of Chaitanya is living force. See, when we say Chaitanya, we get so much energy. If you are dull, Chaitanya you should say. Immediately you get energy. Okay? So, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is doing pastimes in Navadvip as a small child called Nimai. So now let us go to the further pastimes. As a child, he was very mischievous. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. That is, I am the proprietor of everything. So whatever he would see, he would say, give it to me. He will, all of you sit properly. So if you will see the stars, when he would see the moon in the sky, he would say, Mataji, I want that moon. He would tell his mother. And when he would see the stars, he would say, Mataji, I want those stars. And then he would see the birds. He would tell to his mother, Mataji, I want those birds. So whatever he would see, he would ask for those things. And if he would not get those things, you know what he would do? He would roll in the ground, he would beat his fist and he would do all the things possible. And this way he would cry for those things. So then, so like that Nimai was used to do. And one day, you know that, he used to cry every day. And he would stop only if all the devotees in Navadvip, all the Matajis, they would come and chant loudly the names of
Krishna.
Then only he would stop. Not only once, they would continue to sing that time. And one day, Nimai, he started crying so loudly. So all the ladies, they started coming and singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like this they continued to sing, still he was crying loudly. And they started to sing more loudly. They also started singing loudly. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He started crying more loudly. And they were singing more loudly, he was crying more loudly. They were saying, Nimai, we are chanting so loudly and so sweetly for you. Why are you crying? Then Nimai said that today in there were two devotees called Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. So he said, in their house, they have made special offerings. I want those offerings. So then Mother Sachi said, how can we go and ask in their house? So then Nimai said, no, I want those offerings. But they were actually very good friends of Nimai's father. Who was Nimai's father? So then they said, they went, their house was a little far away from Nimai's house. So then they went walking to their house and they went and told to Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. So they were 3 miles away. So they went walking there and they went and asked that Nimai wants the offerings that you have made. They said, how Nimai came to know that we have made special offerings today? Because it was Ekadashi that day and they thought that today we will make some special offerings for the Lord. So they had made many preparations, very nice preparations for the Lord. So then they said, okay, they bought all the preparations and everything was kept in front of Nimai. And Nimai took every from every preparation, he took little bit and he put in his mouth. And then after that, they all started singing again. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then Nimai was very happy and he started dancing. And this way he did his pastime. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
And at this time he became very mischievous. He started going to school. And more than school, he would go to the banks of Ganga. And actually Ganga was the center of Navadvip at that time. Everybody would come 3 times to take bath in Ganga every day. So, they had lot of sports, activities, everything there. And Nimai would play with his friends so many games. He knew so many games he would play at the banks of Ganga. And what he would do is, he would trouble all the Brahmanas there. You know what he would do? He would splash water on them. And then he would, after they take bath and come, he would splash water on them. He would spit water on them. He would throw sand all over their body. So all these things he would do on Brahmanas. So what the Brahmanas did, that we should go and complain to Jagannath Mishra. So all the Brahmanas, they decided, they came to Jagannath Mishra's house. They said, Jagannath Mishra said, what happened? They started saying, your son, instead of going to school, he comes and spends all 6 hours. He does this daily. He comes 6 hours at the banks of Ganga and these are the things he does. One Brahmin said that when I'm meditating in the water, submerged in water, he comes and he disturbs me and says, I am the object of your meditation. And then the second Brahmin said that he jumps, I was worshipping Shivalinga. You know Shivalinga? Lord Shiva's Linga, Lord Shiva in the form of a Linga. Okay, I was worshipping Shivalinga. He came and he stole away the Shivalinga. He just came running, he did that and he stole. And the third one said that I was bathing in Ganga. He stole away my clothes and he never came back. So this one Brahmin said. Another Brahmin said that I was worshipping Lord Vishnu. He came and sat on the throne and he said, he started eating all the food I had kept for offering to the Lord. And then another Brahmin said that I was chanting Gayatri Mantra. I was submerged in Ganga. He came and he pulled my legs and he pulled me into the water. Okay, this he did. And then another Brahmin said that I was reading Bhagavad Gita. He came and he stole it from me and he ran away from there. And then another Brahmin said that I took my child to the banks of Ganga. You know what he did? My child was sleeping, so he put Ganga on in his ears. And this way he disturbed my child's sleep. So this was another thing. And then one Brahmana said that he jumped on my shoulders and he said, I am Lord Shiva. This way he said. And then another Brahmin said that, there are 2 bathing ghats, one for ladies and one for gents. So you know what he would do? He would come running and he would take the clothes from the ladies' place. And then he would take the clothes from the gents' place and he would mix both the clothes and he would keep it there. So this way, and this he does every day. All these things he does every day. They complained all this to Jagannath Mishra and then they left. And in the meantime, there were some Mataji, some girls, some ladies, like young girls. They came and they offered obeisances to Sachi Mata. And they said, your son, you know what he does? He comes and he, one day he came and he spit water on my face. Okay. And then another one said that, when he splashes water on us. And then he comes and he makes quarrels with us. And then one girl said, he comes very sneakingly at the back of us and he shouts in our ears. He comes and shouts in our ears. And then he comes and he steals the fruits. When we are going to offering something to Lord Vishnu, he steals away our fruits, he steals our flowers, everything he steals. And then when we take bath and come, he throws sand all over our body. And then he comes And then one girl said, he came running to me and he said, I want to marry you. So this way he was doing pastimes. And then some girl said that when we are worshipping, see normally girls go and worship Vishnu to get a nice husband. So then, you know, they were taking plates of all offerings, you know, Prabhoga and all these things, flower garlands, many things. So they were taking all those things and they were going. At that time, Nimai would call them. I mean, they were going to get worship Lord Vishnu to get a good husband. He would say, come and worship me. So then some of them, they were humble. They would come and worship. So he would say, you will get a very nice husband. He will be very rich. He'll have all the facilities. He'll provide with you. He'll keep you very happy. And to some girls who would not offer to him, they would go away. Na? They would say, no, no, he's not Vishnu. Let us go. He would say, he would curse them that you will get a husband who is a Buddha. who is already having 4 co-wives. Who has already 4 wives. And his teeth are fallen. His hair is white. So like this he would curse them. Then they would come running. No, no, no. You please bless us. So this way he would trouble all the girls. So this way they told to Sachi Mata. So Sachi Mata, you know what she did? She hugged all those girls. And she said, please forgive my Nimai. He is small. Please forgive him. Like that they used to tell him. And then Jagannath Mishra, because he heard so many complaints, so what he did? He took one big stick. He started running to the bank of Ganga. At that time, all the girls, they came to know that Jagannath Mishra is very angry. He's coming in full anger to beat Nimai. They went running to Nimai and they said, Nimai, Nimai, your father is coming. Please run away from here. So then Nimai, he told to all the boys, when my father will come, tell him that I've gone to school. And then he went home. He went home and, you know, he had ink marks on his shirt. Some dust in his shirt, and then he had his books and he came home and there was no, and his long black hair was as it is. It didn't even seem, even one this was not there, that he had come from Ganga. Means he was totally dry. There was not even a drop of water on him. So he came home and then Mother Sachi said, so this thing, you came from the bank of Ganga? No, Mata, I just came from school. She said, now only I am going to go and take my bath. So Sachi Mata saw, you know, he was totally dry and all ink marks were there on his shirt to show that he really came from school. So then he said, now only I am going to take bath. And here in the meanwhile, Jagannath Mishra came with a stick running and he was asking, where is Nimai? Where is Nimai? Today I am going to the stick. So then all the boys said, still he has not come from school. So then the Brahmanas, they came running to Jagannath Mishra. They told, Jagannath ji, we just told these things to you. We didn't want to complain about him. Actually, we love when he does all these things. We like it when he does all these things. We just told you all these things just like this to joke. Just we wanted to glorify his pastimes. That is why we told you all these things. It's not that we don't like. We like when he does all these things. So please don't punish him. So then Jagannath Mishra said, okay, all of you please bless my son so that he becomes a very nice devotee. So please don't, please always keep blessing him. Don't get angry on him, like that Jagannath Mishra said. This way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do pastimes at the banks of Ganga. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
And then one day what happened, they all were playing at the banks of Ganga. They saw some puppies. Okay, so then what did Nimai do? One puppy was very beautiful. So then he took that puppy and he started playing with the puppy. So all the friends told him, oh Nimai, that is not fair. Only the beautiful puppy you have taken and all the ugly ones you have left for us. So then Nimai said, don't worry, you can also play with this puppy. So then they all were playing with the puppy and they came home. When they came home, one boy, he was little angry because he didn't get a chance to play with that puppy. So he went and complained to Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata, Sachi Mata, do you know Nimai is playing with the dog? Then Sachi Mata said, what? He is playing with a dog? We are Brahmanas. We are not supposed to play with dogs. Wait, let me go and see. So then Sachi Mata came and she told Nimai, Nimai, we are Brahmanas. We are not supposed to play with puppies. Nimai said, oh, this puppy is so sweet. So then this one Sachi Mata said, no, no. Now you have touched the puppy, you leave him here, you go and take bath in Ganga now. So then Nimai said, okay, Mata, will you take care of my puppy until I come back? She said, okay, okay, I'll take care. So she told like that. And Nimai, he went to take bath in Ganga. In the meantime, the puppy, it left the house of Nimai. It left the house of Nimai and it went into Navadvip. It went into the marketplace of Navadvip. And then, because it was touched by Nimai, because it was touched by the Lord, so this puppy, it went and it started dancing. And it started singing. It raised both of his hands and started, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This puppy with his 2 feet down and 2 feet like as though hands in the air, it was dancing and rolling. I mean, he was dancing in ecstasy. He had tears in his eyes. See, these all things only come for pure devotees. Very pure. We can't do artificially. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We can't do that. Only pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada could get. So, like that, this dog, this puppy, because it was touched by the Lord, it got tears in his eyes when he was chanting the names of the Lord. And it was dancing and all the people were looking and it was engaging everyone to do kirtan. Everyone was engaged in doing kirtan. And in the meantime, Nimai came after taking bath. He went and asked his Mataji, where is my puppy? So then Sachi Mata searched here and then she said, oh, it was here only somewhere. Like that she said. And then Nimai, he got very upset that my puppy went away. So he went in search of the puppy. So he went running outside. He went and he saw. And in the meantime, what happened? The puppy, it was in ecstasy. It was dancing so much. It was singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra so deeply, so nicely. And after some time, it fell down dead. So the puppy, it fell down dead, chanting the names of Krishna all the time. And at that time, from the spiritual world, a golden chariot came. And there were spiritual beings in that chariot. And from the spiritual world, people came. And the chariot was totally gold, made out of gold. And those people were very looking very beautiful. They came and they took the body of the puppy and they kept it in that golden chariot. And that puppy went back to Vaikuntha. It went back home, back to Godhead, because it was touched by Nimai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
Okay, so this way you should keep chanting the name.